friend. This should be a special sermon. Rabbi Shiyuchli Yosmosus Moshe Ben Peshadina Brian So Moshe Mordechai. And this is Yisrael Dina Ben Shein Adina. We're discussing the Inyan of Simcha and Machal and Chag Shavuos based on the Sefer Yishi. After Yitzis Mitzrayim and the Avoda of his Dakchus Viskachus Shebesfira Saomer, we purify ourselves during this period of Sfira. Then we get to Shavuos, which is the high point of Aliyah Bechinas Keser, like it says in the Arizal. It's like the crown. It's known at Har Sinai, the Jewish people were zochet to the Mamet of Ksarim, like we see in Shabbos Peches, in the Aseres Hadibros. There are 620 osios, Kaminyan Keser. There are 620 mitzvahs in the Torah. Taryag Deoraisa, Shevet Midrabanan, or Shevet Bnei Noach. And since Shavuos is Bechinas Keser, so we have to understand, why would it appear that we have very, very few mitzvahs? On Sukkot and on Pesach and all these other Yamim Tovim, they're chock full of mitzvahs. And on Shavuos, what do we have? I'm saying if more halachas on Purim and Chanukah, it seems, than on Shavuos. That's what it seems. Obviously, Yantiv has a million halachas also, but nothing specific to Shavuos. No unique mitzvahs for Shavuos. And the fact that people stay up and learn all night is beautiful, but it's a minhag. It's not a din. It's only the last few hundred years. So, apparently this is the reason that the Kubbalim write that they're tikkunim of Pnimius and Chitzonius that are done by Dibur B'Maisa. V'tikkune Maisa B'Pesach Nasim B'Seder. The tikkune Maisa, that you fix Maisa during the Seder and the many mitzvahs of the Seder. And on Shavuos, the tikkunim of Maisa are done B'Seuda. Lechora, this is because there are no mitzvahs, so we make the tikkunim during the Seuda. But it doesn't really, it's not really so logical. That's all. Just there are no mitzvahs, you make the tikkunim during the Seuda. And how could it be that this unbelievable, incredible day, this day of Keser, all it really is expressed by is a Seuda, an eating? However, we do find in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis that Shavuos has an inyan of Achila, like it says, Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres Sabina Nami Lachem. My time a yom shenitna bo Torah. Rashi says she yismach b'machal v'mishdal haros shenoach u'makubal zet yom zel Yisrael. That everybody agrees that on Atzeres, on Shavuos, you require lachem. You require that you also enjoy yourself. It's not just Lashem. Why? Because it's the day the Torah was given. Rashi explains she yismach b'machal v'mishdal. You should enjoy yourself with food and drink to show Shenoach u'makubal yom zel Yisrael, that this day is pleasing and accepting to the Jewish people. It also says that Rabbi Yosef asked the Natzeres for an igla tilta, for a third-born calf, a very good cut of meat, because ilule hayom de kogarim, if not for this day that caused it, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. How many Yosefs are there in the shuk? Rashi says shalamadati Torah v'nidromamti, I learned Torah and I was elevated. So we see that on Shavuos there's an inyan to be machshiv this world, not like Hevel, who made Olam Hazeh Hevel, and Hitaka died according to our tradition on Shavuos. So what's the inyan of making Shavuos a gashmius digaday? Similarly, asked the Maharal in the Sefer Atiferes, Perek Chof Hei, in the Drush Al HaTorah, Chafalaf Amid Beis, Binyan Shtei Alechem Sheakrivu B'chag HaShavuos, Behem B'davka Chometz, because usually the Torah wants to be Marchik Chometz. Chometz is Yetzahara. So Shavuos is Davka Day of Chometz. What's that all about? Explains the Maharal, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, the samtem sum tam, that the Torah is like a sum chayim. Moshe Adam, who hits his son, and then he is wounded, and he puts a bandage on the wound, and he says, "My son, if you have this bandage, eat whatever you want, drink whatever you like, wash yourself in hot and cold, you have nothing to worry about. But if you remove this bandage, you're in big trouble. So Tor HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, I created the Yetzer Hara, and I created the Torah as a spice. I created the Torah as a tavlin to cure the Yetzer Hara. If you learn Torah, then you're not going to be given over to the Yetzer. So we learn from the Gemara, if there wouldn't be Torah, there wouldn't be Yetzer Hara, because then we wouldn't be able to withstand the Yetzer Hara. But since we have Torah, Hashem could create the Yetzer Hara. And you can live with the Yetzer Hara, and you don't have to be a Porish. Because Torah allows you to, I created the Yetzer Hara, but I created the Torah as a spice. So you can eat the Yetzer Hara, you just need the spice of Torah. Ein Sham B'Maral. So that's the idea of on Shavuos, we have Dafka Chometz. Chometz is the Yetzer Hara. You can deal with the Yetzer Hara because you have Torah. So in order to explain, first we'll say what Rav Shimshon Pinkus Atzal many times explained, that there's something called a mechitza. A mechitza is not coming to distance you. A mechitza is allowing you to get close. For example, you have a mechitza in shul. What's the point of a mechitza in shul? If you have a mechitza, women wouldn't be able to come, because then we'd be mixed together. So because of the mechitza, they can come. So it brings them closer. The tefillin, we have this, if it would just be the parshiyos, it would be too much. So we have the mechitzas, we have the boxes that allow the tefillin to come close to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to the world in an anan, in a cloud. The anan's like a mechitza. If not for the mechitza, Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't reveal himself. So that wall is a way of exposing, of showing, of coming close. So we can explain here as well that if not for the Torah, we would have to completely run away from the Yetzer Hara. And we'd have to be like these people who completely, these priests and monks who just try to separate themselves from this world, and they never get married. But now, b'schus haTorah, we don't have to worry about the Yetzer Hara so much. We can enjoy this world. And we have nothing to worry about, because we have Torah, and Torah protects us. Michtav Meliyahu explains that this only works if you're learning Torah properly. You're not learning Torah properly, the kunz arbet nish, the kunz doesn't work. If you're learning Torah properly, then you can partake of this world and have nothing to worry about. So that's what the Torah. Torah is like a mechitza between us and the Yetzer Hara. You can live in this world, you can enjoy this world, and the Torah protects us. But if not for the Torah, then a person's liable to be caught in the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. V'maral sham katav otam la'avat ha'korban b'shavuot mechametz. Another reason we have chametz is because if not for the Yetzer Hara, there'd be no Kabbalah Satara. Why not? Because the Malachim wanted the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you can't have the Torah. Torah is only given to people with the Yetzer Haras. We have kina, we have sinna. So we eat, we have a carbon of chametz. Shtei lechem is chametz to show that the Torah, you need a Yetzer Hara. That's the only reason we were zocheh to receive the Torah. The Maharal also writes that the Shtei Alechem were bedafka chametz, because on this day HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down with the upper worlds down here to give the Torah to the lower worlds. So it emerges that all year long the Tachtonim turn to the Elyonim, the lower worlds, to the upper worlds. On this day, the Elyonim, the upper worlds, turn to the lower worlds. And the Tachtonim are the Yikar. And therefore we bring Chametz. And Shtei Alechem. And this is Keneged Hashem Yisbarach v'Yisrael. Ve'ein b'chol korbanot tzibur shlamim ki'im ba'atzeret ki b'yom hazeh yesh chibur v'shalom b'ein elyonim l'tachtonim v'yesh bo achila hein l'mizbeach hein l'adam. Lashon of the Maharal is that ki hayom hazeh tachtonim heim ikar b'meshi yored Hashem Yisbarachim kol elyonim l'tachtonim l'aseis Torah l'tachtonim. Today the tachtonim are the ikar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with all the upper worlds, the lower worlds, to give the Torah. V'hinei shari yamim atachtonim ponim elyonim kamo sharoi. Normally the lower worlds turn to the higher worlds as is fitting. And this day the upper worlds turn to the lower worlds. So chametz, what me'afien et ha'adam? Chametz is what characterizes a person. It shows that a person has a yetzer hara. A person has bechira chafshis. And with that is the yetzer hara. So therefore we have chametz on this day to show that we're the yikr. His man is filled with chametz. Ve'ayu shtayim. There was shtei alechem, not just one lechem. And the Derech Chaim already notes that the Omer was one isaron, and the shtei alechem was two isaronim. There are two. Ve'imayim shnei kivsei atzeretz lezevach shlamim. There were two kivsei atzeretz. Because on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pona le'olam hazeh. And therefore, shtei alechem shows in the two shlamim that God turns to this world. God turns to us and connects to us. And that's the carbon shlamim, that we make shlamus between this world and the next, and the upper world. And that's why we eat the carbon shlamim. And the mizbeach gets from the carbon shlamim. So the idea of the shlamim is to make shalom between the lower worlds and the upper worlds. Rashi writes in Vayikra, Shem metilim shalom ba'olam, shishlam shalom mizbeach, lekohanim lebailim. That's the idea of Lachem on Shavuos, that you're also supposed to enjoy this world. We get, God gets, everybody's happy. That's the idea of Shavuos. So there's two Lechems, and from the Elyonim they come down to the Tachtonim. And therefore we imbibe in this world to show that this world is Iker, and God wants us to sanctify ourselves. And again, we don't have to worry about the Eight Sahara because we have Torah. But we're still bothered by the fact that this unbelievable day, this day of Keser, should be expressed by food. Right, we said before, the Mekubalim tell us that the Tikkunim are made with the Achila, the Tikkunei Achila and Shavuos. Tikkunei Maisa on Pesach is done during the with the Seder, with all the mitzvahs of the Seder. And the Shavuos, the Tikkunei Maisa, are done with the eating, with the food. So how can that be? So we can explain that the Seuda helps us be Mekayim, the mitzvahs HaSimcha Beregel. Simcha Bashem uBavodaso express the great mile of Dveikus Bashem. V'yachein p'chinat keter sheme'al arosh. And this is a keter. This is the crown on a person. Like the Nefesh HaChaim writes, V'usod ha'ksarim shezachu b'sinai v'simchas olam al roshem. And simchas b'chinas keser, like the Mekubalim say, we should be mekayim mitzvahs with all of our nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. B'maisa k'neged ha'nefesh, b'dibur k'neged ha'ruach, etc. And the highest level of kiyum ha'mitzvah is b'simcha, and that's k'neged yechida. And Keser, that's the highest level in Kabbalah. So in this day, we do the mitzvahs b'simcha. That's what the achila is about, Simchas Yomtiv. And Simchas Yomtiv helps us reach the highest level, that's the Keser. The Keser is Simchas Olam al Rosham. Keser expresses the elevated state of the one on whose head the Keser lies. That he's not limited to his own stature, but he's connected even above himself. And that's the inyan of simcha that we find in the Gemara, Hagdar of Tefach Atzev, which is a smaller Tefach, and a Tefach Sochek, which is a bigger Tefach, because Atzvos is when you're contracted within yourself, and Sochek is when you're expansive, with Hashem Simcha, Hashem Smichax, sprouting, Shmua Tovet Dashin Etzem, like we see in Gittin and Vav, quoting the Pasuk, that it good tidings fatten your bones. When a person is besimcha, he goes out of his narrow boundaries, he connects to others. So through simcha b'shem, a person is elevated el me'eva lekomato, above his small stature, and he's connecting to the Rabbono Shel Olam. So the inyan of simcha is the inyan of keser, of extending beyond yourself, and that's what we're doing when we're eating. We're extending beyond ourselves because we're mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. Simchas Olam al Rosha, that's the Keser. Pasuk says, eternal Simchas on your head. But why are there no other mitzvahs? And the answer is, because there can be nothing else. Nagilu v'nismacha bach, bach b'sarascha. 22 oises of the Torah, Chazal say. And that's the simcha of Torah, that it's just simcha b'Hashem and there's nothing else. Just like on Atzeres, on Shmini Atzeres also, we have no other mitzvahs, like the famous Gra, V'yiseach Sameach. The rabbis, Lel Yom Tov Acharon, that the last night there's simcha. So the Gra explains that the Ach is a miut. The miut is there are no other mitzvahs, because when you're in the world of Torah, that's all you have. So that's Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, and that's Shavuos, when all you have is the is Hashem and His Torah. It's like the Cheder Yichud. Chasen is beautiful, right? You have so many people dancing around, but the most important part is the Cheder Yichud, where the Chasen and the Kala are alone. So all the other chagim are nice, beautiful, amazing, so many mitzvahs, but Shavuos is just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else, just us and the Torah. Our only happiness is with Torah. So it's expressed in the eating that we have simcha, and the simcha is the simcha of Torah, of keser, of going above ourselves, and there could be nothing else, because all there is Torah. Kol chafetzecha lo yishvu ba, the pasuk says, yekari mipninim. Like Chazal tell us that, and nothing in this world compares to Torah, even mitzvahs. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, so Mirtz Hashem, hope to expand upon this more in the future. Shizoch Alumo to the Lama, the Lishma of Lasla Kaim is called the Great Samuel. So we have a main, Shalom, Shalom.